Module 2. The Renaissance. Listening and Speaking. Activity 8. Listen to the passage and choose the correct answers to the questions.
Welcome to Florence and the Uffizi Gallery. You are now standing in one of the most important art museums in Europe, and it is certainly the oldest in the world as well. It dates back to the end of the 16th century. The museum covers an area of 8,000 square meters, and there are 45 rooms containing works of art from the 13th to the 18th centuries.
Can you tell me how many paintings are there in the Uffizi?
Well, let me see. There are about 1,700 paintings and 300 sculptures on show at any time. There are many pictures that we haven't got space to show, and of course, some paintings are lent to other galleries around the world for their exhibitions.
Did the Renaissance start in Italy?
Definitely, yes. Florence was really the birthplace of the Renaissance in Italy. The word Renaissance means rebirth. We use it to describe the period of great change which happened in Europe for about 300 years from the beginning of the 15th century to about the 1700s. Before we look at some of the important paintings we have here at the Uffizi, I'd just like to explain the four main reasons for this period of change. Firstly, there was a new interest in classical learning. Teachers returned to old Greek and Roman philosophers, plays, and ideas. Scientists decided that if they wanted to make theories that explain the world, they should observe nature very closely. Secondly, the printing press was invented. This meant that ideas could now be spread quickly and cheaply, and so education improved. Another change was that the church was criticized for the first time. People started to challenge its power and ask questions about the way it ruled people. Finally, this was the age of travel. People had more contact with other countries and societies. New ideas arrived in Europe, along with new foods, medicines, and knowledge.
And did these changes affect the way that artists worked?
Oh, yes. They affected the way they worked, and also what interested them. For example, there were advances in medical knowledge, and this meant that artists were more interested in the human body. To artists like Leonardo da Vinci, it became a scientific study as well as a subject for art. Now, if you're ready, let's go and look at something.
Now work in pairs and check your answers.